Let's take our Bibles again and turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 14. John 14. John chapter 14. I'd like to deal with verses 4 to 6. And coming up to this passage of Scripture, the Lord had given His apostles some blessed consolation for their troubled hearts. He told them in verse 1, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God." Now that was not just a mere speculation. He was telling them something that he knew for a fact. Ye believe in God. He had given them faith to believe. That's the only way they could believe in God. You believe in Him who is Spirit. You believe in Him who rules and reigns in heaven and earth. You believe in Him who is sovereign in creation, in providence, and salvation. You believe in the triune God. Believe also in Me, for I am. He told him, he said, the one that you're looking at, the one that you're hearing, the one that speaks to you, I'm God. I am Almighty God. As I said last Sunday, I'm the one that wrote in the stone to Moses. I'm the one that was in the cloud. I'm the one that parted the Red Sea. I'm the rock that followed Israel in the desert. You believe in God, believe also in Me. Don't let your heart be troubled. My Father's house is going to be your eternal home. Where I am, that's where you're going to be. Don't be afraid. And then our Lord says, speaking to His blessed and troubled disciples that He knew. He knew they were hearing His words. They knew that there was a heaven. They knew that He was going back. He told them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. They knew that their eternal soul was going to be united with an eternal body. They knew that as He was going away, He's preparing a place in that place of many mansions. They knew that. But right now, something was getting ready to come up. Just a few minutes, they were going to watch Him go to the cross. Not long. Verse 4, He says, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Now remember, He knows. He knows that they're going to watch Him be taken into the hands of evil men. He knows that very soon they're going to see Him mocked. They're going to put a crown of thorns on His head. He's telling them, He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, whether I'm going, you can't go. Of course, Peter questioned Him. The others questioned in their hearts, I know. He's telling them, don't be troubled. They're going to watch him lay down his life in just a little while. He's going to suffer and die for them. They're going to actually witness. They're going to actually have their eyes set upon that which Zechariah had predicted through the Spirit of God. Zechariah 13:7 says this, "Awake, O sword. Rise up, stir up, O sword of my justice." When he lays down his life for the sheep, no man's going to take it from him. And here, he's telling them, don't be troubled. What you're going to witness, what you're going to see, don't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Awake, O sword, against the shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow. Just told them, you believe in God, believe in me. I am God. And what they will witness in just a little while would shake their very foundation. I know it did. It was only by the grace of God that they didn't leave for good. I know after the Lord was crucified, died, buried, what did Peter say? I'm going fishing. I'm going back to fishing. The others said, well, we'll go with you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. Wait. Continuing in Zechariah, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Now here's what the Lord said in that last, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and they did, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Jehovah, that is to say, will cover with his hand in preserving grace all for whom Christ has died. So now he reminds them, knowing that they're going to see him die, knowing that they're going to see God's mercy and grace in the redemption of his people. They're going to see the glory of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the 17th chapter that we'll look at, Lord willing, here in the next few weeks. The Lord praying that high priestly prayer, he said, Father, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. Father, glorify me as your Lamb. Glorify me as the substitute of the sheep. Glorify me, making me sin. That's what the Scripture says. For He, the Father, hath made Him, the Lord Jesus, sin. The Father made Him sin. Father, glorify me as the Redeemer. Glorify me as the one who alone puts away the guilt, that thy Son may glorify thee as the electing God. Father, all that you've entrusted me with, all that you've given me to save, all that you've given me to redeem, Lord, the only way is for me to drink of the cup of your wrath, the cup, the lot. If there's any way that this cup, this lot, that passage of Scripture has always amazed me. Here's the one that knows. He must lay down. And he asked that question in absolute perfection. There was no doubt. I know that. I'm just talking to you now. I know that there was no doubt in his mind. And when he asked that question, it was according to God's perfect leadership, direction, perfect faith, perfect. I know that. Father, if it be possible, that scripture says to God's people, there's no other way. There's no other way. Salvation is totally through the substitute himself, the one that laid down his life for the sheep. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father's house. Where I'm going, you know. The way, you know. He told them that before. Luke 9:22, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected, and the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. He told them that. Then when he comes to this time right here, he says in verse 4, whether I go, you know. You know. And the way, you know. And Thomas in verse 5 saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? That was nothing short than the honest admittance of our frailty. Just Thomas just absolutely saying, Lord, I believe you. I know what you're saying is true. I'm not trying to contradict your words. But Lord, we don't know where you're going. And Lord, how can we? He voiced what every true believer is going to voice. I see through a glass darkly. I know in part. Let me ask you this. What actually happened at the cross? I can tell you everything I know about it. He laid down his life for his sheep. I know that. He was made sin. I'm lost in that one. I can't even truly, fully, completely tell you what sin is. As I've said before, sin is a transgression of the law. Explain that to me. You tell me what really happened. These are things that are so indescribably wonderful and marvelous and mysterious that Almighty God has been pleased to not reveal them in their totality to His people. We walk by faith. What happened at the cross? I can tell you this, based on His Word, He finished my salvation. I know this, He put away my guilt. I know this, according to Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to be in Christ, to those that be in Christ Jesus. I know that. But what happened between the Father and the Son when Almighty God put darkness on the face of this earth for those hours of His suffering and humiliation? God was dealing with God on behalf of His people. and in absolute perfect obedience, our Lord laid down His life and suffered an eternity of wrath and judgment in His people's stead by one sacrifice. And I know for a fact, based on God's Word, He hath perfected forever them that are set apart for God, sanctified. Thomas, he's just honest. Don't just love people that are honest. People that are honest with you. Tell you the truth. Just tell me the truth. Just be honest with me. Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way? It's enough that He knows the way. That's the comfort. If you know where you're going and I don't know where we're going, as long as I know you know where we're going, I'm okay. If you know the way we're going, I'm fine. I can settle down. But if I think you're lost, I can't settle down. Lord, Thomas said, we hear Your words, and I declare my lack of understanding. They'd been told, but You consider all these precious truths that are being revealed, set forth. He's going, here's one that the Lord had prophesied through the prophets. Look at Isaiah 42. Here's a blessed truth that was being fulfilled. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment, favorable verdict. What that means? He shall bring judgment to the Gentiles. Verse 6 and 7. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand and will keep thee, give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Where is he going? He's going to accomplish this very thing right here. I go to prepare a place for you. He must go to the cross. He must suffer. He must die. The Lord set forth in that glorious declaration of His substitute the hidden mystery that must be revealed. Oh, the preciousness of hearing His Word and resting in Him, beholding His glory and His honor. We're weak creatures of His mercy. Sheep that without the shepherd, what can we do? Lord, we know not whither Thou goest. And how can we know the way? And then our precious Savior, back in John 14, states this blessed passage of Scripture that we so often quote. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here is absolute truth from Him that is truth that says this. This is what He said. Salvation is all of grace. Man has absolutely no part in it. I go to prepare a place for you. Lord, we don't know where You're going. How can we know? And here is truth that you and I, this side of the grave, will never fully perceive. But by faith, we believe. We're learning. We're learning. God's teaching us. As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, we're learning. And it's a precious thing to be able to learn. I need to hear this again. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. From our Lord's answer, I think we all could safely conclude that that one that is not satisfied with Christ alone, nothing else. What must be added to Him for salvation? Nothing. It is not Christ and baptism. It is not Christ and church membership. It is not Christ and anything else. Nothing else. I am the way. Whosoever strives after something other than absolute perfection, him is going to perish. To try to add something to him degrades his honor. To try to add something to him is to say he's not enough. He can't do it. He's not able. Whoever believes that any part of salvation is connected with man's will or effort is blind to the mercy and grace of God. I am the way. He is the beginning and the end. I am Alpha and Omega. Our Lord didn't reveal what He was doing in going to prepare a place. But He said, I will. I go to prepare the place. It wasn't needful for us to know. I am the way, and that's enough. That's enough. Do I have any lot in that right there? Let me ask you this. Do you need anything else beside Him? Anything other than Him is false. I am the way. It's not Him plus my faith. My faith added to Him does not save me. I believe Him by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But my faith did not save me. As I said before, faith didn't die for me. Faith was not my substitute. Christ is my substitute. And the gift that's given to believe Him is faith. But faith is not my salvation. Christ is my salvation. I am the way. No work, no thought, no intention will ever span the gulf of separation between me and God. Christ is my mediator. Christ is my redeemer. Christ is my Savior. Christ is my redemption. Christ is my Lord. He's my husband. He's my King. He's my Lord. Christ. I am the way. I'm the truth. And all men are liars. If He didn't say it, it's a lie. If He didn't say it, it's a lie. He's the final word, the final revelation from Almighty God, and everything that's in opposition to His word, His will, His choice, His purpose, His counsel, His decree is untruth. He's the truth. You want to know what truth is? What did Christ say? What did God have to say? He's the cornerstone upon all which God builds. He's the life. The way of the wicked is as darkness. Proverbs 4:19 says, and they know not at what they stumble. Christ, as the truth, reveals God. How do I know that God elected a people? Christ said it. All that the Father giveth me, Christ said that. How do I know that the Lord only laid down His life for the sheep? Who did Christ die for? Everybody? No. How do you know that? Because the truth said, I lay down my life for the sheep. How do I know that God absolutely is going to save His people? Absolutely, without a doubt. The elect. How do I know that? Because the truth said it. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. How do I know that they're not going to wind up in hell? Because the truth said, I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He's the truth. He's the truth. And men can say, well, I think that, well, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter what you have to say. It doesn't matter what I have to say if it's not according to this word. If it's not according to this word, it's a lie. It's a lie. He's the truth. To know Him by faith is to have no confidence in myself and no confidence in anything. He's the truth. And He said, I'm the life. I'm the life. In the garden, man died spiritually. And the day you eat thereof, you're going to die. And he died. Where is there life? Life is Christ. I am the life. You that are alive in Christ, Christ liveth in you. Christ liveth in you. He lives in you. Christ liveth. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Left to a man's self, to his own will, his own way, he's dead spiritually. He's going to die physically. Then God's going to put him eternally in hell. Life is given. The gift of God. I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. Try to come any other way, and you won't make it. Try to make it by any work, any way, any decision. I'm telling you. What do you think I ought to do, preacher? I'd hear Him. Based on the Father's command. I started to say recommendation. I scratched that word real fast. Based on the Father's command. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Whatever the Lord had to say. This is why we study. We hear. Make much of hearing the Word of God. Make much of seeking God in His Scriptures. Make much of asking the Lord, Lord, teach me of Yourself. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Lord, that I might be found in You. That I might know You. Who to know is life eternal. For Christ's sake.